This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We begin today without Joe Starkey talking, which is normally the case, but there's a reason for that today, because it's Joe Starkey's birthday. We welcome you to what will be a birthday party in honor of Mr. Starkey. And to do that, we have the 93.7 chorus ready to sing to you. And that's our cue. Adam Kraft, we got the whole staff here. Who's going to lead the way? Adam Crowley, will you? Larry Richard, will you?
I thought you were going to do it.
All right, we'll do it.
Guess how old I am. This.
Can you hear me? You got me?
That's Larry Richard.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and honor Joe Starkey with the singing of the birthday song in 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday, dear Joey.
Joey.
Happy birthday to you.
Many more.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
How old, Joe?
6.
The big one.
0.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
6. 0.
Join the club.
I'm almost
you must have had a rough childhood.
I'm catching up to Ron Cook.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know how you do it.
Bechtel, what is the average lifespan of an American male?
75?
62.
Yeah. I'm in the fourth quarter.
In this business,
you
it's
are
62.
In the fourth quarter.
I'm in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe late third.
You better hope Tomlin ain't coaching that team.
Maybe I can.
You are definitely on the last few holes of your round.
Maybe at hole 13,
yeah, but there is
14?
A cloud coming in, which is going to cause a rain delay,
good.
And it will extend your life.
Well, thank you. That's a bright note to start
Aaron's,
on today.
Aaron's
thank you, guys.
Aaron's literally half your age.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
my
we're
God.
BA twins.
She's 30.
You're
that's
not.
Between
okay.
us, we're 90.
You can't be 30.
I am.
Wow.
I just turned 30.
You look. I would never guess that. I thought you were younger than that.
Yes.
Happy birthday,
nice.
Joe. I'm going
to
drink 60 beers.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
No, he's giving
very
up all
much
that stuff, which is
the
why.
Time.
Have a great show.
Look
hey,
at his
who's
weight
getting
loss.
Cut? Come on.
Liel got
maybe
cut this
me.
Morning.
Bob, thank you. Did you invite everybody in or did
no,
limits or how did anybody
that
know?
That was me, Joe.
Was,
I invited
you.
Everyone
I
in.
I think, thank you. I'm starting to realize why Ron never told anybody when his birthday was.
Yeah. He wants to avoid all of this.
He didn't want any of this. Bob, am I old? I'm not as old as you.
Not as old as me. Wait till you get to 65. It changes a little bit more.
It does?
Well.
I feel like a
you'll
car.
You'll notice. You'll start noticing things more.
I feel like a car with about 100,000 miles. Listen, Mike Sullivan's 57. Like, I know I'm going to get a bunch of old guy jokes today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel old. I don't think I'm old. Actually, in this profession, I think I'm smack in the middle of my prime. I've never been happier on the radio.
Good.
No offense to Malzy or anybody else. I loved working with Malzy, but working with you, then because you're not here sometimes, I get seriously.
That's the
then
way.
I get my own show
yeah, you get
sometimes.
Your show. You, more than I, sometimes.
I love you. I love limits. This is the happiest time of my life, work-wise, ever, by far.
Well, great.
It's
I'm glad
awesome.
To see that. It makes life a little easier to digest sometimes.
So I'm not that old, Bob, is
no.
what I'm trying to
you
say.
You know what I found, Joe? It's a number. You yeah. just have to keep a good attitude about everything. And if you do that, you'll be fine.
Mike Tomlin's in the ballpark, too. He's 53.
19 years on the job there.
I was 59 yesterday. We were both in our 50s as of yesterday.
It's only a number and how you perceive the number.
And it depends on what vocation you're in. Certainly, I'm too old to be an athlete, and I never was one.
But you're a good golfer. You turned 60. Who would have thought 5 years ago you'd be doing this?
Horrible golfer, but I'm getting, well, I was going to say I'm getting better. I'm actually getting worse, so I won't lie about that either. Bob, you got me a present on my birthday.
I did.
Limits, do we have a guest at 10:20? Should I be preparing for that, or what's happening here?
We do. We have a very special guest, Joe. So Roberto Clemente Jr. will join us to talk about the new documentary on his father. That is very exciting. Really looking forward to that. And we will also have an opportunity to talk to the man behind the camera.
The documentarian, if you will.
The documentarian.
Whose name I'm having trouble pronouncing.
His first name is David. I will get you his last name pronunciation so we don't screw it up.
But the trailer was very good.
Oh my God.
If you watch trailers and like them, you'll be definitely interested in doing this.
Bob, if you told me there was an hour, I don't know how long the documentary is, an hour or two simply of Clemente highlights, I would watch it a million times over. But this is the highlights, the story. This is going to be big. It's going to be unveiled. I'm going to get the official dates in a minute. But here and nationally, it's going to be on the History Channel in September. And you and I both saw the trailer, and it was phenomenal. People like Michael Keaton getting interviewed, Clemente's former teammates, obviously. It's riveting stuff.
It really is. And it just captures everything about Roberto Clemente, from what I can tell. And all the great things that he did community-wise, just the athlete he was, his arm. I still, if you're going to mention one thing to me about Roberto Clemente, it's his arm.
Did you see him play live?
Oh, yeah.
In person?
In person, at Three River Stadium.
I'm jealous.
But some of those throws he made, I mean, you don't even run on Roberto Clemente. You never did. If you did, you're going to be out. Accurate, strong. If they had one of those radar guns on his arms on his arm today, I wonder what it would have been.
You know. I have a vague memory because my first sports memory of watching any sport was the 71 World Series. I was only six with my dad in his little study. He was a professor of European history at Damon College in Buffalo. So he had all these books in this little study, but there was a little black and white TV. And the image that caught me, I don't really remember watching Clemente or Steve Blass. The image that sticks in my mind from my six-year-old self was Nelson Bryles pitching the ball so hard that he would land on his stomach.
The Rain Man, they called it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was. I never saw a delivery like that. And he would go down hard. I always wondered if there was a ground ball right at him, he had no way of defending himself.
Right at the top of his head.
He was just laying sprawling out there.
So that team means a lot to me and has meant a lot to me. Since I was that age. What was I going to say there, Bob? Oh, well, if there's two athletes, if I could choose two athletes that I never really got to see play live, you know who they would be? Clemente.
Okay.
During his Pirates career, like an everyday thing. You know what I mean? Like I could see this guy play every day. And the other one was Pistol Pete in college.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen Pistol Pete.
With the floppy socks.
He was so ahead of his time.
So ahead of his time. When we talk about the greatest ball handler slash shooter who ever lived, from what I've seen, it's Steph Curry, but I think Pistol Pete was up there. And the story goes, at LSU, you couldn't play on the varsity as a freshman. So he shows up as a freshman. They fill the place for the freshman game, and then everybody leaves before the varsity game. Usually it's the opposite.
Well, they should have changed the rule based on him if that were the case, but you're right. Those stories are out there. His ball handling, his shooting, just, you know, the Showtime. Magic Johnson's also, he's the guy, when you hear Showtime, man, Pete Maravich was Showtime.
Who's yours, Showtime, Bob? Showtime. Who do you wish you could have seen play every single day that you never really did?
Well, as I said, Maravich would be one of them. I never saw Willie Mays play.
That's another one.
I really loved watching him, how he played. I'd have to think more about
Limits,
that.
Limits, how about you? Kenny Pickett?
Michael Jordan.
You never saw Jordan play live?
No, I'm 24.
Oh, my God. How young is he, Bob?
That's right.
I never got to see it. I really wish I could have. But no, I never got the chance. Or that 70s Steelers. I mean, that would have been incredible.
Yeah.
To see Clemente as well. I'm wearing the Clemente shirt.
Yeah, that
today.
Whole decade Love of the 70s shirt. Was something special.
Love the shirt. Bob, should I open the gift on live radio and live YouTube?
Sure, if
this
you
will
want.
Be riveting it, stuff. I think you wrapped it nice, although I have a feeling Lisa wrapped it.
Yeah. Don't credit me with that. I don't know how to wrap. It's not.
And it was wonderful, by the way, to be with you and your family, your grandkids, your daughters, your lovely wife for the first pitch the other night with the Wild Things.
I was the only thing I was going to tell you that you didn't do was wear protective gear, like a cup, in case I did what I did, which is I bounced it right in front of you.
I thought about that as the ball was coming toward me. Ironically enough, a ball was coming toward me, and I thought of that. I won't mention anything about the pitch, Bob, because I'm about to open a present from you. Why would I do that? Look at this. Look at this.
I'm going to make you a member of the Strixon family.
I love this hat, and I'm going to wear it today, Bob.
And you're playing golf today on your birthday.
Yes,
you should.
I am, and a bunch of golf balls.
That's
what a
because
man you are.
That's because you all, you know, we all need a lot of golf balls.
Especially me.
Well,
I'm playing Ogilvy today.
Those are the newest variety
of
that.
Packs of
and
these.
So you'll,
Bob, I'm honored. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday. Welcome to the 60s club.
Thanks, buddy.
Jeez, oh man.
Am I gonna?
60s. You're 24.
I'm trying to think of
24,
have,
Bob.
Oh my God, you have. You know, one day you'll say to yourself, "Oh my, how did I arrive here?" Isn't that funny how we do things? Like you want to get to 21, you want to become 30. You're always anxious.
I don't want to become 30.
And
no.
You, and then you arrive at 60. It's a different terminology.
See, my mind plays tricks the whole way. I think, all right, when I get to be 30, that's kind of old, but it's only 30, 40, 50, 60. And then you compare yourself to the older groups. Like I might be 60. I'm not Ron Cook. I'm not that old, right? I still feel young.
Yeah.
Bob, what if I cried today? Have I ever cried on the air here? I don't think so.
Do you cry regularly?
I well up. Yeah. During movies and things like that, and things with my daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are those moments that come. Man.
I welled up last night.
You wait. I've had to do two Father of the Bride speeches.
Oh, my God.
You wait till you do that. And trying to hold back everything is just almost impossible.
I'll tell you this, too, and I'll always be grateful to Malzi and our boss, Craig Riley, on my 50th birthday. And now that's hard to believe. That was 10 years ago. They had a huge shindig in here where they invited my wife in as a surprise. I hope you didn't do that, Limits. And also people called in like Ike Taylor. They even had the birthday message from Antonio Brown twisted into my name. You remember that one, Bob?
I do remember that one. Happy anniversary.
That was it. And they inserted my name in there. That meant a lot, though. On my 50th, I had no idea those guys were doing that, and it was very kind of them, and it's very kind of you.
Well, you should enjoy your day for sure, and look, you got the weather at your side, perfect for you to go out and play
golf. Really is.
And there might be a surprise guest that joins later on in the show. Uh-oh. I won't roll it out. There might be a surprise guest.
Is Ron in town?
There might be a surprise guest.
Bob, is Ron in town right now?
I don't know.
I better refrain from ripping him between now and then. He sent me a nice birthday message, too. I don't know. It feels good. It feels good. What's the saying from It's a Wonderful Life? No man is something who has friends.
I don't know that one.
What's the line, Limits? No man is what? Check the text line. They'll have it.
Those textures are very good, by the way.
They're really fast.
They're quick.
Too. No man is a failure who has friends. That was Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life.
And that's very true.
Yeah. And it feels good. All right, Bob.
It should feel good.
It does.
And you've gone through
your
shares of ups and downs with medical issues. We all do.
Yeah.
You just have to get through them.
I guess numbers 1, 2, and 3 were, number one was the staph infection from like 5 years ago, and I spent 12 days in the hospital.
That had to scare you.
Huh. This was the message I got, and I thought it was stomach related. I went into the emergency room for a night, then they put me on steroids. They thought it was related to a stomach issue.
Boy, if you've been playing golf then, just imagine how far you
would
have hit
the ball. Oh, boy. And plus, my wife was home in the middle of the day when I got home from the show, which literally never, ever is the case. So I left the show. I go home, and I have a message. I wasn't even playing golf yet, Bob, by the way. I wasn't a golfer yet. I had a message from the nurse, and verbatim, it was, "We found bacteria in your blood. You need to get in here right now because," very calmly, "because you could die from this." So I played the message for my wife and off we went. 12 days in the hospital.
I can't even imagine hearing that. I mean,
it wasn't a good sound.
And I know how you react to some of these things, so I can imagine what you're thinking.
I mean, I react to whether Crowley may have spit on the mic today.
That's
imagine
what I mean.
Hearing
you're
I could die. I could die, literally hearing that.
You have bacteria
but
in
Bob,
your
it was
system.
Almost a reverse reaction. Like the Crowley germs freaked me out more than hearing that. It was sort of weird. I didn't freak out. I was calm. I said, you know what? Here's the message. We have to go.
I think you're right. Sometimes when you hear that, the reality sets in that this is serious. I better just go. Not think too much. Just go.
I do well in crises. I don't do well with the dog just woke me up at 3 a.m. Or
the woodpecker hit you in the,
or the woodpecker
house at 5 a.m.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those things drive you nuts, don't they?
Right. It's the crises I manage quite well. Limits. What's the schedule here? I'm discombobulated. Are we going to an intermission? Are we coming back with the documentarian? How do you pronounce the documentarian's last name? I'm scared.
No, they're going to be jumping on here. Roberto Clemente Jr. is going to jump on the video feed.
And, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
This is gigantic,
and we're going to get a chance.
Did you know that Roberto Clemente Jr. is a huge golf fan? Did you know that?
I did not know that. What's he doing today at 3:05? I should ask him, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute, you're just playing by yourself today?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, come on, to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah, you have to, you know, celebrate a little bit, just celebrate myself, right?
No, I know, I thought you should have people playing with you.
Nobody wanted to. I didn't mention it was my birthday.
That's
all right, then you will. 3:05, we have to drive out to Olga Bay.
See,
call in sick.
We are opposite schedules.
I know, we are. I would ask limits, but I don't want to play a 9-hour round. No offense.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
Don't play golf. So
I don't play golf.
Like, no. I tell everybody when I go out there, the first thing I say to people when I show up and I don't know them, you just get matched with people, is right off the bat, I stink. I said, but I do play fast. And they're happy to hear
that's
that.
The one thing
that
you have to do. And if you violate that, that's the huge etiquette part of the game that I hate.
Oh.
It even happens to the pros on the FedEx Cup the other day. Patrick Cantlay was twice reminded, you're too slow, keep moving. And he never did.
I ran into a guy the other day who's only been playing for a year or so. Me and him paired together, and he took more practice swings than Mike Hargrove. It was like Mike Hargrove in the batter's box. Remember him, the human rain delay?
He took
forever. It was unbelievable.
How would he have done with a pitch clock?
Not well.
Jeez.
I don't know if he would have survived. How many practice swings do you need to hit a bad shot? Just take a shot. Take a shot.
How am I supposed to get any better, Joe? If Grandpa doesn't take me out to the links, how am I supposed to get better?
You have to go
now
to the
he's dropping
first.
A grandpa. He's the first
grandpa
person
Joe.
Who's insulted me today.
That is
no.
a passive aggressive
Actually,
move
I am
right
a grandpa.
There.
At all. He's a grandpa.
I know, but the way you said it.
The way you said it.
You said it was bad. You could have said old man. You could have said a lot of things.
Old man would have been worse.
I know, but you
Actually,
said
it would have.
But.
Grandpa's
the way, it was
endearment.
The way he said
it's
it.
It's the way
Bob.
He said it, right?
Yeah.
It's
derisive.
Like, it's
it was
like how
derisive.
I never said stupid to Ron, but he took it in a different direction.
Yeah. Although I am a grandpa now.
You are. You love being a grandpa.
Little
that's
Mallory.
The best.
Yes, I do. Bob, I saw you and you, how many grandkids? Four or five?
Four right now. Four. Five coming. So, yeah, there's
a
lot of them.
You were the Pied Piper. They were following you all around. That was incredible.
It was fun. I want to thank those people down there in Washington, too. That was great. The Wild Things put on a good show. And they're going to get to the playoffs, Joe.
And you know what
so
else?
Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. That we didn't do was blame limits for you throwing the ball 10 feet short of the plate because
he never
was supposed
up.
To be there and
he
be your bullpen
be my,
catcher.
Yeah, and then he didn't show up.
You and
I
warmed
never,
up.
I never, we warmed up by throwing.
By 20 feet.
Yeah.
20 feet.
And you know, that's 60 feet, 6 inches. If you haven't done that in a long time.
That was your first pitch.
I know.
I still think there was
enough.
I was
trying to make it spin, actually.
Yeah, I think there was enough break on it where if it was a batter, he swings. I do.
I don't know about that.
And then I didn't block the ball. The whole thing, because of you limits, was a debacle, at least as far as the pitch goes.
I had to work high school football.
I know. You should have called in sick.
I
How much
tried
notice
to find someone
did he
to
give
cover.
You that he wouldn't catch for you, Bob?
I didn't know, actually.
Yeah,
I was waiting for you.
I was waiting for him to tell us he was there because he said he would be there.
But neither of you guys called me.
Oh, it wasn't up to us to call you. It was up to you to call
us.
You must not have been
there.
That interested if I was there or not, considering you didn't check on my well-being.
Now Limits is having a self-esteem crisis, Bob. I'm sensing this lately.
Self-esteem crisis.
Yeah.
What if something bad happened to me on the way there?
I saw your video. I knew you were doing high school football because you put it out there with Spell.
Yeah, we keep on Spell.
Unbelievable game.
Oh, my gosh. 293 yards rushing on 13 carries, five touchdowns.
What?
He took the opening kickoff back. Joe, he's the number
Why
one.
Why would anyone kick to him?
Who's that?
I wondered the same thing.
Him on Spell.
From where?
McKeesport.
McKeesport. He's the number one running back in the class of 2027.
He's going to Penn State, right?
He's committed to Penn State, yes. Of course, the Ohio States and the Notre Dames of the world are trying to poach him, but he's just a junior, too. He's going to end up being probably the number one recruit in the class
of 27.
How
big and how fast limits?
5'10".
He's built like a tank.
He's huge.
Built like Barkley?
Yeah. Some people are actually already comping him to Barkley.
And he had 293
yards
on 13. Would he just score a touchdown every time he touched
first
the ball?
First 3 times, right?
First 3 times he touched the ball, he scored. On the opening kickoff, on his first carry, he went about 45 yards. And then on his next carry, he went 80 yards.
I might have to go check this guy out, Bob.
We had him in a couple of championship games 2 years ago, whatever, when he was really young. And he was outstanding even then as a freshman. So,
When's the next game for McKeesport?
This Friday.
Where?
I would have to check.
Please do, Limits. I'd love to go to a game with you and hear your call and even be a guest during your halftime.
I will be at the Pine Richland Central Catholic game this week. Yeah.
Could I be a halftime guest?
You'd have to ask Zangrilli.
Oh, then I'm in for sure.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you think so. Bob?
No, what I was saying is I saw his picture that he was doing that, so I knew he was tied up. The game ended early enough where he should have been there.
Right, I won't be there tonight to warm
me up.
I
have no one to throw to.
Right.
I told you that it was possible that I wasn't going to be able to find a replacement for high school football. I at least put that out there. I'm really busy. We worked 3 games on Saturday. It was great. The KDK Kickoff Classic is a great event.
I know. You're a busy man and very good at what you do.
I had a lot of fun.
And at this point, I'm desperately buying time for our guests. Are they calling in?
They're calling in right now. There it is.
What's the plan?
There you go.
There it is, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bob, have you seen, and for everybody out there, you have seen the trailer to this. I was captivated by these 2 minutes, largely by the highlights, because I don't know that I've seen these up close, different kinds of angles to some of the plays right. He made in the outfield. I mean,
oh, the footage is great.
I could just watch and that all day long.
You know, sometimes how you can get misled by a trailer, you know, all the sizzle that you're going to see in this documentary is captured into a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, it sets the stage for what should be a really good life story about not only him as a player, but him as a person. So that's why I think it's going to be very interesting. Anyone who's watched Pittsburgh sports, specifically in that era, you got to watch this.
I mean, anybody's Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports, he's on it, correct?
Absolutely.
Him, Mario, I'd say Joe Green, and yep. I don't know, Sid, maybe Sid, a four spot open, I don't know.
I would have to put Sid, two hockey players on there, yes.
I think I would too at this point, until further notice. It's called Clemente, the new documentary. You can check out the trailer at history.com. That's the History Channel's website. And it's phenomenal.
One of the things that I remember about him, you know, the few times I saw him live was, and he did this throughout his career, he never took an at-bat off, in that he ran everything out. Everything. Didn't matter. Gave it 100% all the time. We've seen that today being a problem with some people. They ground to a shortstop and they just kind of just, you know, half-ass it down the... This, he never did that. He was always 100%.
Well, Bob, let's go to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find David Altrogi, who is, I believe, a Mount Lebanon native and the documentarian here of Clemente, a comprehensive look into Roberto Clemente's life and career. Tuesday, September 23rd at 8 p.m. On the History Channel. It's also going to open locally around here, I believe, in various spots. David, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. How are you?
I'm great. And yes, it is. It's playing in theaters all around the area and all across the country starting on September 12th.
And you are a Mount Lebanon guy?
I am a Mount Lebanon guy by way of Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Have you been to Uptown Coffee?
Of course, I've been to Uptown Coffee.
Who hasn't if you go through there?
Unbelievable place.
That's a good little stretch, by the way.
Oh, it's a wonderful stretch,
all kinds
Bob,
of nice restaurants,
coffee shops, guitars, everything you want. David, I've got a trillion questions, and so does Bob, because it's as riveting a topic as you could choose from the history of Pittsburgh sports. I'm going to start with this one, though. The footage. Obviously, it seems you're working in tandem with Roberto Clemente Jr., but I'm curious how did you accrue all of this footage? What was it like to go through all of it? You must have left, you know, an entire story on the editing room floor. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly, you know, some of the images I saw of Clemente, they're just so striking. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to do this film. I went to the Clemente Museum that's in Lawrenceville. And if
Great
you haven't
place.
Gone, you got to go. He, Dwayne, who's one of the executive producers on the film, Dwayne Reeder, he has arguably the best collection of Clemente artifacts, memorabilia, and photography in the world. And, man, that was huge. Having the Clemente Museum sort of give us access to their archives was one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle. But then we also did a lot of just old-fashioned detective work. I had heard about this cache of recordings, audio recordings that a guy in Puerto Rico did that were somewhere in Puerto Rico. And Dwayne at the museum said, well, call this guy Luis Mayoral down in Texas, who is friends with Clemente. He may know where the tapes are. And Luis said, well, call this woman in Puerto Rico. Her dad recorded the tapes. and then, you know, it was just lots and lots of stuff like that, finding tapes, finding photos, finding films, to sort of create this comprehensive, authoritative documentary, definitive about Clemente. And like you said, I mean, this film is an hour and 45 minutes long, and it could have been 20 hours long. We sadly, so many stories couldn't make the film.
So, David, I want to ask you, with all that research that you have to put in, especially going to Puerto Rico and trying to find audio tapes, which I would even wonder what condition they were in. How long is this whole process from start to finish taking you?
6 years. The team and I started making it, and we shot our first interviews in June of 2019. So over six years since we started. Our first interview was with Manny Sanguine.
One of our favorites.
Black.
My wife loves that
guy. Those were the first two interviews. Yeah. First day, we interviewed Manny. And then we interviewed Steve Blatt, and that was like, okay, I think we got something really cool here.
You know, one of the, and we found this over the years talking to Neil Walker's dad, Tom, and I don't want to go ahead into this moment, but I remember him talking about how he was not on that plane that crashed when
he
was supposed to be. And that story is just, it gives you chills. So I assume that's all a big part of that too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stories like that that, you know, so many people, because you got to remember, he was playing at the time. There were a lot of ball players down in Puerto Rico when at the time of the earthquake in 72. There were a lot of players down there for winter ball. And so there were a lot of guys who were down there with him who offered to help him and the world and load the plane and get supplies. Tom Walker's story is just a remarkable story.
Talking to David Altrogi, the documentarian of Clemente. And when did you say, David, that this can be seen and where locally? I know on the History Channel, it's September 23rd.
Yeah, so it'll be on the History Channel on September 23rd, which is great if you don't live in a city that's showing it in theaters. But if you live in a city that's showing it in theaters, Pittsburgh is showing in several theaters here in Pittsburgh. It's showing in New York City. It's showing in Miami, Orlando, and theaters beginning on September 12th. Mm. And then we're doing a big premiere at the Byam Theater on September 13th in conjunction with the Clemente Museum. It's going to be incredible. Tickets are on sale for that now, and that's going to be a night to remember. September 12th, get your tickets. Some of the theaters are selling them already. You can go to the website if you want to see if it's playing near you. www.clemente.film. www.clemente.film.
Awesome. I can't wait. And on the other line here, Bob, you didn't even know we had two Sullivan Super Service
fan hotlines.
How about that? Did we?
Tricky,
this is incredible.
Tricky editing.
We have Roberto Clemente Jr. How are you, sir?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
We're
wonderful.
Doing great, and we appreciate you joining us. I'm imagining, seeing as you and David seem to be working in tandem here, that you were heavily consulted and involved in the documentary and must be quite pleased with how it reflects your father's life story and career, Roberto.
Absolutely. I think David had a tremendous task to be able to thread and put together so many elements of a great story. There's so many stories within the story that he had to make sure that he kind of find a thread that would at least show as much as he could of my father's life, and he was able to do that.
Well, he was able to do that, and I didn't know it took 6 years, but I'm also sure, and David, you're still on the line, I want to ask you this while Roberto is here. You must have found some things that you never thought of when you heard the name Roberto Clemente. You know, I mean, there are stories within stories. What was one of them that really was kind of like, wow, I didn't know that about Roberto Clemente? It stood out to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest, honestly, well, I'll tell you, one of the best ones was in film. Clemente was signing autographs after a game in Philadelphia. He saw a young high school girl and her dad there, and she was real shy. So he just went up and offered to give her an autograph. And she said, thank you in Spanish. She said, gracias, Señor Clemente. She had just started learning Spanish in high school, and they just started talking. And then all of a sudden someone came up and said, hey, Roberto, the team bus for the airport left. And he was stuck, and the girl, whose name was Carol, said, wait, my dad, he'll give you a ride to the airport. and through that crazy situation, they became friends and lifelong friends. And their families just became lifelong friends. And that story, honestly, that moment where Clemente saw this shy high schooler who was too afraid to come up and ask for an autograph, and that he sought her out and said, hey, you need an autograph. Here you go. Like he was always looking for the outsider. He was always looking for the people on the margins, and just seeking to show them kindness. And that was just so that story. And there's several like that in the film that just are so deeply emotional and moving to me.
For Roberto Jr., I would imagine, although I could be wrong, that a lot of different people have wanted to document your dad's life, either via, you know, print or film like this. What made you take David's pitch?
You know, there have been some documentaries prior, but I think this one in particular, David really wanted the family really telling the story, being able to be involved in the production of it. And it's the first time that we got involved with the production of this nature as well. And like I said before, I mean, he had a tough job in being able to get as many of those stories. And there's so many stories that were left out because there's not much room. But of the impact that people don't know. And one in particular that I'll very quickly share is that that was very much intricate part of starting the Players Association with Marvin Miller. And those things like that, you know, are very impactful that today still are making great impact for the today's players.
Yeah, I mean, people forget about that, but he was instrumental in getting that going because he was looking out for everyone else who may not have been in his stature, but people below him, just like David said with the story with Carol, was that her name? So,
Carol, yes.
So, Roberto, I want to ask you this about your father. What if you had to think one thing about his playing ability? You know, I just talked to Joe about it. I watched the throws that he made, and so many of them were just ridiculous. What's the one thing about his game that people don't know or haven't known or haven't talked about that we should talk about more to celebrate Roberto Clemente?
You know... Wow. I mean, if you're talking about baseball side,
yeah,
I mean, on the personal side, there are two words apart in many ways for me, because for me, baseball secondary to what the name Clemente means. When you hear the name Clemente, the first thing that comes is actually how he lived and how he died helping others. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of baseball fans that, you know, they want to talk about numbers and what he did on the field. But he was a perfectionist. He knew every corner of every ballpark. He would take time and know how the ball would ricochet in every ballpark. At that corner was his office. So he would prepare. I mean, like no one else could even think of taking the time to make sure that he already knew where to stand, wait for the ball, and understanding who was running, turn around and use that bazooka of an arm to gun them out. I mean, I think it was a very smart, very, very high baseball IQ that people don't talk about.
We have Roberto Clemente Jr. and David Altroggi on the line. David, the documentarian for the upcoming premiere of Clemente, which is September 23rd on the History Channel. It'll be in theaters around the country beginning September 12th right here in Pittsburgh. You can go to www.clemente.film. This one's for both of you. It picks up on Bob's question for Roberto Jr. All I can do is watch some of the clips and read everything there is about your dad and listen to stories from people like Bob who saw him play. I want to know the one play that stands out in his career from you. I've heard about the walk-off inside the park grand slam I think he had.
Yes.
I've seen the throws. And also for David, if you could go after that, the one piece of film, the one clip that maybe you hadn't seen before that you were just blown away by. Roberto, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I believe the play, I can only say I've had the description of this play because Bob Watson, the old Bob Watson and Joe Morgan with the Astros, this happened at the Astrodome. And all I have is a picture or a drawing of Dad flying through the air in the Astrodome. As a kid, yeah. I was looking at the picture of the caricature, and I'm like, wow, what does this mean? Years later, I'm talking to Bob Watson. We become partners, and he's telling me the story. And it clicked because it connected that caricature with the story he told me that Dad actually went up the wall in the Astrodome, and he caught it was a home run. So he robbed him of a home run and to end the game. But he was so high up in the air, he said, this guy is going to die when he comes down. There's no way he's that high up in the air. He was flying. He said he just jumped up of the wall and he made the play. The game was over. He said, I've never seen a play like that. But I always remember that caricature and trying to figure out why was that flying. And that was because of that play that people, Joe Morgan and Bob Watson, told me about.
And David?
I mean, the best clip, I think, one of the best clips that we found, and it was an audio clip. Roberto was on the road when Roberto Clemente Jr., who's on the call with us, his first son was born, he was on the road playing baseball in Pittsburgh, and Roberto was born in Puerto Rico. And so he had a friend, Ramiro Martinez, go to the hospital with a tape recorder to record Roberto Jr.'s first cry. And that clip, I mean, it's in the film, and I mean, it's beautiful, man. That's like to hear, you know, Roberto Sr. hear Roberto Jr.'s first cry on a phone call. It's incredible.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. And back in those days, I guess that's how you had to do it, right? You couldn't just say, okay, I'm going to go on parental leave here. I have to do what I have to do.
Yeah.
Roberto, what is, you know, throughout this whole situation, I've gotten to know your mother a little bit over seeing her here. Just her role in all of this when, you know, his life, because I know Vera played a big role in his life and what he became as a person, I think, more than, you know, the ball player is the ball player. But what did she do for him?
Oh, I mean, from the security, she was a very smart woman. I mean, she worked at a bank when they met. She was actually working at a bank, and she helped not only the finances and being able to really bounce ideas off of her. He counted on her. She was a part of his team. They were a team, and everything that he did, he consulted with her. The one thing that she never did was actually was able to sit down and say, Vera, I am doing these things, and I want to leave early. I want to die young. I want you to sit down because I want to show you what I'm planning, what I'm doing here. And she would always say, don't say those words. Always, you know, don't talk about dying young. But obviously, history, you know, tells a story. He was right about leaving us early, and she took the torch. I mean, we owe her that legacy that today is stronger than ever. We owe her that because of her work and her grace, you know, the love for humanity and how she really carried that torch on his and her behalf.
Lastly, guys, and we're talking about the upcoming unveiling of the documentary Clemente. We have David Altrogi, Mount Lebanon native documentarian. We have Roberto Clemente Jr. on the line here. Lastly, I'm curious for either or both of you, how much the documentary deals with Roberto, your dad's, you know, pains and struggles, whether it was some of the chronic injuries he had, whether it was people doubting his injuries, whether it was the bigotry that I'm sure that he dealt with a lot. How does the documentary approach all of that?
Well, that was part of his life. That was actually, you know, a lot of people forget that he was involved in a car accident before he came to the major leagues. So he was damaged goods before he came up in 55. So the neck and the back were an issue for him. And thank God for chiropractors that he was able to play at the level that he did, because he himself became a chiropractor, being able to visit so many of those chiropractors, and he started working on people. And that became another facet, a phase of his life, becoming a healer. But for me, you know, those stories are endless. And the thread of how he really evolved as a human being, a Renaissance man, from, you know, the healing people to the being music and making ceramics, a full round of human being you're going to be able to see in this project.
David?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we wanted to show, you know, just more than his life on the field. We wanted to show his life off the field, and there's no way to talk about Clemente without talking about the racism he experienced. There's no way to talk about his life without talking about the sort of the way he was disrespected by journalists and, you know, who accused him of being a hypochondriac. You know, it was really, the goal was to tell paint a well-rounded portrait, a three-dimensional portrait of Clemente, the man, not just the baseball player. And so all of those elements are in the film. And I think, you know, the thing I tell everyone, I'm not a baseball guy. I was terrible at sports. I'm not a stats guy. And I really worked hard to make this film, not just for baseball nerds and baseball, you know, fanatics, but really for people, everyone, because it is such a deeply human story. It's a story of an incredible human who just happened to be an incredible baseball player.
And gone too soon. Definitely that. Amen. I look forward to this. This is going to be awesome. I was going to ask you real quick, Roberto, before we go, in like 20 seconds, can you remember the best throw your dad ever made? Because I have one in mind that happened at Three River Stadium, but I'm sure you've seen them all.
Fourth field. I remember one in fourth field. He went to the corner, disappeared in the corner, and he threw a ball, and it seemed like it came out of the people's head. Out of four, in a line, just never touched the ground. It was a strike to home plate. I never seen anything like
that.
See,
that's what I remember most, because the throw I refer to is it was against Joe Morgan at Three River Stadium. And normally when you see a guy throw the ball, it has an arc to it. His never really did. It was a rope. I mean, and it never hit the ground.
Incredible.
It was unbelievable.
Yes. And you'll see, I'm sure you'll see probably those throws and many more. And I can't wait to watch this. And I really appreciate both you guys. We really appreciate both you guys taking time this morning, and good luck with this when it starts. I'm sure it's going to be widely, widely watched. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys, for having us.
Our pleasure.
Look forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Oh, man, September 23rd.
And I think people who are young, you know, today a lot of young people don't necessarily get into sports history.
Right.
But if you're from this city and you've heard about him, and no doubt you have, but you don't know much, that's a perfect way to acquaint yourself.
September 12th in theaters, September 23rd on the History Channel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Interesting doings with the Steelers and around the league. We'll start with Kenny Pickett, Bob. I realized in my Post-Gazette mailbag, I said he's on team three. Somebody corrected it and said four, but I understand you might have lost track, which I did, and I don't know what becomes of Kenny Pickett. I mean, what about when Aiden O'Connell comes back for them? Is he a third string guy? Is he even going to have a Mason Rudolph-like career?
I don't know. He may have, and I think Adam Gretz put it well on Twitter, he could have one of those careers like, who's the guy who does all the commentary now? He's really good. He was Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel career where he made like $50 million, by just going around team to team and being an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that's not what he wants.
Will he even be a number two, though? That's my question.
I'm sure that's not what he wants, but in this day and age, you can make quite a bit of money doing it, and you also have a Super Bowl ring, you know, so he can...
How would you characterize the Kenny Pickett story in the NFL, Bob?
Missed opportunity, overhyped. I mean, from a Steeler point of view, they thought he was going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, nobody else did. Prior to that, there was a lot of talk, if you remember, Joe, that he was going to be in the top 10. There were talks of a lot of teams, like Seattle, interested, and it never came to be. So I think missed opportunity for both the Steelers and Kenny Pickett, and also overhyped in that he was good at what he did in college. He put the expectation wheel even higher by what he did in those preseason games that he played in. And then it just fell flat on his face. And yeah. Some people will blame the Steelers for not handling it. I blame Kenny Pickett.
I think there's blame.
You get opportunities, you got to just do them when you can do them.
Yeah, there's blame for both. To take a kid 20th overall and have his support system be Matt Canada and others, and you know, some of the talent or lack thereof they put around him with missed draft picks was reprehensible. But it wouldn't have mattered no matter who it was. They were gonna fail. I get that part. But he's also, they misjudged him. And his NFL career is characterized, until further notice, he's a first-round bust. He is. Yep. That's what he is.
He's not alone in that distinction. There are a lot of them. But, you know, again, you can carve out a career out of this and set yourself up for a nice life after.
That ain't what he was drafted for.
No,
though. He was drafted to be the future of this team and Mike Tomlin.
But do you remember how many teams were talking about him in the first round? There were teams that really...
They were talking, but none of them were drafting him.
No.
And I don't think any would have except the Steelers.
And they were throwing out their own little diversions with Malik Willis.
Right. And he was Mike Tomlin's pick. He was Mike Tomlin's guy. And one of the things that people ignore when they talk about all the alleged miracles that Mike Tomlin works with the Steelers is that with picks like that, and particularly that one by him, he may have set the franchise back years and years and years. We'll see how this whole quarterback thing plays out. And then that draft in total was a disaster. DeMarvin Leal cut today. So you had Kenny Pickett, first round bust. George Pickens, you get a head case in the second round. People warn you about it. You don't pay any attention, thinking that if you're Art the Second, that the environment that you've created here in Pittsburgh rectifies those problems, whereas the truth is actually that they enhance those problems. And so George Pickens became somebody they didn't even want through his first contract. DeMarvin Leal, third round, cut. Calvin Austin, the third, fourth round, still don't know. Connor Hayward, Mark Robinson, and nobody
Robinson
knows.
Robinson cut?
Yeah, Robinson cut. And Oladokun, nobody can still figure out why the Steelers chose a quarterback that year.
But how about that? You can say this about the 2022 draft for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Only two guys are left out of all the rounds they picked, but they've also had two players who were drafted who won Super Bowl rings.
That's true. Two quarterbacks they drafted. And that's not just that draft, unfortunately, Bob. It's Kevin Colbert's last five, again, with Mike Tomlin being the guy who has last say on draft picks. These are his drafts. His name is written all over them with Kevin Colbert. But Najee Harris, for example, another Mike Tomlin pick, no longer here from 2021. In fact, how many guys from the Steeler from last five drafts? That would be 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. Guys who should be fortifying your roster right now. How many starters are left from those drafts? How many current starters do the Steelers have from those drafts? Limits your guess.
Four.
Wrong. Bob? Wrong. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say three.
You're both close. It's two. And one was a mistake, and that was Pat Freiermuth, who's a pretty good player. But they bypass Creed Humphrey, who might be on track to the Hall of Fame at a much more important position. That was a position of dire need for the Steelers that year, as evidenced by the fact that with their very next pick, 32 picks later, they went for an undersized guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center, named Kendrick Green. 2020, their first pick, although the second round was Chase Claypool. Can you guys name the only other starter on this team, still on this team from those five drafts, other than Freiermuth?
Highsmith is one of them.
That's it, those two.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, what I know that Kevin Dotson's still playing in the league, and he made a lot of money.
Misevaluation by the Steelers. Kevin Dotson, Devin Bush, a disaster. Deontay Johnson, I don't know
what
happened
to him. How about he was just released again?
I know.
Deontay Johnson today. So he's left Cleveland. I don't know if there's another team that's going
to
want him.
No idea what happened to him. Justin Lane, a total bust. Anthony McFarland Jr., Tomlin pick, bust. Dan Moore turned out to be an okay player. I don't think a player you win with. All they did the last 3 years was try to replace the guy with eight different people. And he's no longer here. Buddy Johnson, bust. Leal, bust. And then we'll see.
Well, let's look at the last two drafts, though, because
Terrell Edmonds, bad pick. Again, James Washington, bust. Mason Rudolph, over-evaluated. Chooks, they mis-evaluated and gave too much money to. The rest were, I mean, this is a five-year stretch from 18 to 22 that goes down in Steelers history. And Kevin Colbert's a Hall of Famer, and so will Mike Tomlin be a Hall of Famer. That five-year stretch is an unqualified disaster, Bob.
Well, I think when you only have three starters in those entire five, that tells you all you need to know. And
two, but who's counting?
Two, okay, two. But also, you know, you want guys who get a second contract. They're more than willing to pay those if you're worth it. And that's how I judge how guys are. You know, do you get a second contract if you're a first-round pick? And largely the answer is no. Now, the last two drafts, this last, you know, go back to last year, we don't know a lot about certain players. But we do know that in this draft in 2024, Fatanu, supposed to be the answer at right tackle. Frazier, already. He's going to be an all-pro player this year, I think. Yep. Roman Wilson, we'll see. Peyton Wilson emerges as a starter, but he's on the right track. Yep. Mason McCormick is a starter, and he was a fourth-round pick. You know, Logan Lee's still on the team. But my point is, it's much deeper and better that year.
Let's hope, and let's hope that the first two guys from the year before, in fact, the first four or five, it looked like a great draft, but we'll see about Broderick Jones and Joey Porter Jr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.